I just finished another painting, and part of me can barely stand to look at it and call it mine. This part of me worries that I got the shadows on the rose murky. The yellow is too intense and brassy. It tells me parts of the leaves are clumsily painted, and the background is unrefined and messy. After all these paintings, which have received such generous appreciation, you'd think that I'd be more able to take pleasure in the results of all the work I put into them. There's a pattern which has revealed itself in my relationship with my work. As I'm painting, and when I first finish it, I have to force myself to not just see all the parts that vex me. They stick out and grab my attention. Though there is another part of me that sees my work more holistically. This part knows when I'm on the right track and finally when the painting is done. At this point, I take it in to be scanned for giclée prints and to be framed. Framing art always does something. It elevates the art and provides me with just a bit of distance from the hyper-intimacy when I'm in the middle of painting it. Then it takes sometimes a few months to start to forget all of the places of the painting I struggled, making a space in my perception to receive the spirit of it. I can begin to appreciate in it what the rest of you do. I've had the experience of opening some of the high-resolution scans on my computer of paintings I'd done some time before, and zooming way in where I can see it even more closely than when painting it, and I actually fell in love. I took joy in the colors, the edges, the shapes of the washes and passages, and its essential abstract nature. It's an entirely different state of mind than the one I had when I put brush to paint to paper to make those shapes. It's even fully hard to get that I was the one who made these marks. I'm fascinated by this whole process. We, the art makers, have this, in some way, unenviable position. To make the art, we must operate close in, right at the point of creation. This place is messy and uncertain, and the voices in our heads chatter about what we are doing. I hear them all day long on Thursday and Friday in my painting groups. There's judgment and uncertainty in each of us to varying degrees that is absolutely unrelenting. Maggie, a perceptive and thoughtful woman in my coaching group, posted this written by Matt Licata in our Facebook space last week. You want to share your joy, your happiness, your peace, and your love with others. It is so natural to want to uplift those around you. Perhaps the greatest gift you can give to another, however, is your willingness to provide a home for the unwanted within you. For when you are in direct contact with your own grief, loneliness, rage, and confusion, an attuned field of love emerges in the space between, granting an ancient permission for the other to finally meet these unresolved energies in themselves. Look carefully and see the subtle burden you have placed on those around you to compensate for the longing of your unlived life. To re-own this burden may be the greatest act of kindness you can offer this weary world. It is by way of this holy re-embodiment that you will be crafted, cell by cell, as a pure alchemical vessel in which the wildness of love can emerge here. When I read this, I found it so beautiful and consoling, a home for the unwanted within me. I think this is part of what I was talking about in my post about home 2 weeks ago. It also speaks to what I'm exploring here. I don't really want the part of me that picks apart my art and process. I'd rather be free of it, thank you very much. I'd rather the art-making process be blissful, peaceful, easy. Just the pure joy of playing with colors and making shapes. And this is just one of the unwanted parts of me. There's the part that lost her temper on Friday and did the unthinkable, snapped at one of the painters. I'd much rather have a sweet and even temperament all of the time. I don't want the part of me that is so eager to cram all that she can into each minute and doesn't leave enough time to always be on time. I'd rather to actually be early, arriving calm and ready for anything. I don't want the part of me that really, really craves sweets in the evening, which can wreak havoc with my midlife sleep patterns. I'd rather be happy eating only healthy, good-for-me foods 100% of the time. My grief at not being a mother, my frustration with the things that bug me about Joe, my unwanted list goes on and on. Writing this has me see how silly it is to unwant any part of me. To have a whole range of parts and emotions, wanted and unwanted, is to be human. So then, what does it actually mean to make a home for what is unwanted in me? What comes to me when I ask myself this question is practicing noticing these parts when they show themselves, realizing that they are unwanted, and then practicing letting go of that idea that any of it should be any different than it is. All of which will hopefully allow me to soften towards all parts of me and not interact with others when these parts are running the show. Ultimately, what I'm feeling called to is to be able to claim these unwanted parts as mine, open-heartedly including them as me. Of course, I will not do this perfectly, which creates a repeating loop. Start again with noticing the unwanted parts. This is just what I've learned to do in painting. If I took direction from my fear and judgment about how it's going in my paintings, I'd never paint. I'm determined to paint in spite of this chatter, which is just one way to live my life accompanied by what is unwanted within. My hope is that as this capacity grows in me, and I can name it for artists who paint with me, it ends up having an impact on others, in the studio and out. As each of us does this, the world evolves. My sense is that it's slow work, and progress isn't easy to observe. It's only upon reflecting back in time that it's revealed how the ability to be with what is has grown, and more lightness has settled in. For me, this is what Matt Licata calls the wildness of love emerging. Love, Cara.